This is Samira Bose from Auroville Radio, and today we have with us Antriksh Garg and Joshayat Kapoor here at Youth Center. Incidentally, we all attended the Shriram school together back in Delhi a long time ago and just happened to run into each other at a little fruit stall here in Auroville. They are here to talk to us about other such coincidences and their recent travels. Hi guys, tell us a little bit about your recent traveling that led you to come to Auroville.
I think first we're going to do a little kirtan so that we can be a little prepared for this now. Yes. Okay.
That was Joshayat Kapoor.
And that was Antriksh Garg.
Okay. That's too funny.
Okay, fine. Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, go on.
It's a roller coaster.
So now you can tell us a bit about what brought you here and what you've been doing recently.
The song brought us here.
Yeah, Krishna.
The song is bringing us everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, no, well, we've been traveling for around a couple of years now, almost. We started off in, I think, 2013, December. And yeah, Josh and me, I don't know, we were studying in school together, but we didn't really know each other too well in school. But somehow, I don't know, I think birds of a feather flock together. So I guess somehow or the other, we managed to sort of come together and start traveling. And then we started off in Delhi and traveled lots of places together, staying in places more than just hopping from one place to another, trying to absorb the mood, trying to see what we can learn from those places, what we can sort of apply in our own lives, and how we can help those places in our own little way. possible. Also trying to gather different lifestyles and cultures that India is so very well known of, and sort of see how we can implement that on a more holistic and more macro level. Yeah. So I guess, yeah. So Auroville, I guess, is one place that a lot of people see a lot of potential in terms of sustainable living and how sustainable living could be the future. And in fact, not only is it the future, but it was always the present and the past. It's just that we've drifted away from what our real purpose is out here. And living such a kind of lifestyle would allow us to sort of not only be one with nature, but also give us a lot more time with ourselves to sort of understand as to why we are here and what we're doing here. Not here as in Auroville, but why we're here in this world. Or like, you know, why am I in this body? Why are you in that body? And, you know, just these questions that rise and come to our mind almost every day, and why we have to suffer and stuff like that, I guess, yeah.
So tell us about some of the places you've been to recently. Say before Auroville.
We went Kodai, and before that,
Kodai.
Yeah, I think we went Kodai. Before that, I was at home, and then we came to Kodai for 3 months, like you said, to volunteer. Anyways, things are taking place, and as they take place, I'm just following whatever comes my way, or whatever comes our way.
So you've made a lot of, I'd say, an alternative choices compared to people who have committed to, say, school, college. And do you regret it, or do you feel like it's really important and you would like to see more people doing it? What do you feel about that?
Personally, I left school and it's the best thing that ever happened to me, or it could ever happen to anyone, in fact. Because, I don't know, I feel a sense of freedom. But it's just a sense of freedom anyways. But at least you have a lot of... Then you have so many different choices. You have so much other education that you can see, that you can absorb yourself into, and which can also be more meaningful education. It could actually have a more effect on your daily life instead of having, like, you know, a material effect in your future life. And personally, as an individual, it could help you grow also. Leaving school, I feel it does that. You become more independent. You can travel for once, one case. And you can... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, since I've left college, I think I've learned a lot more as to how I should be more responsible and just basic survival norms, you know, just following basic, I don't know, our livelihood and just trying to live, you know. It's
important just to live, you know. Yeah, like, I mean, not go to or through all of this, like, schooling and all this conditioning. It's more like conditioning, you know. You're constantly made to think, what are you going to do in your future? How should you develop yourself now so that you can materially grow? I feel this is a complete misconception about how life should be. It's deluding people on how they should really live their daily lives and making them materialistic in nature.
Because I feel if our bare necessities in life were taken care of, which is food, water, shelter, clothing, health, I don't think there's anything else that we need to work so hard like asses and dogs for. Because if you see, I mean, this is someone I'm quoting, Srila Prabhupada. He says that the animals, they have food. They don't really have to work so hard like we do for food. I mean, yes, of course, farm work is tough, and in that sense, yes, we can work hard, but we don't have to work as hard as we're working today in the cities to get something, to get not only peanuts in return, but we're not even getting peace or any sort of sanctity or any kind of solace in any sense. And that's making people more and more frustrated. And because happiness is not being sort of achieved by these people, and through that frustration, you see a lot of anger perpetrating throughout the whole world.
Plus, work, I feel personally, it should be done for development of the consciousness, or as as or being kind and generous towards other people. It's not shouldn't be done for material gain, for a material personal benefit.
Yeah, personal benefit, exactly, yeah. And I think schooling, if there were schools that could today, why are schools teaching us how to freaking do, sorry, pardon my language, but why are schools teaching us how to, you know, study texts instead when they should be teaching us how to cook our own food or growing our own food or building our own houses? Today, the generation, the young generation today, they have absolutely no clue as to how to even wash their own clothes. I was once with this one kid and he was asking me how many times he needs to rinse his clothes for the soap to come off. And I was just amazed by how unbelievable, you know, what situation we are in at the moment. You know what I mean? And it's pretty crazy, actually, the fact that, you know, kids, imagine, like, you know, you're a child who's grown up in this generation and, like, you've gone to school all your life. You have no clue, absolutely no clue as to how you have to cook your own food. And one day your parents die and you lose everything. And what are you supposed to do? What are you going to do? And that's just going to cause more and more havoc. You have no responsibility for yourself. Therefore, you have no responsibility at all. And that just makes vagabonds out of everybody. I think, you know, it just makes everybody into a freaking vagabond.
So you've come from particular backgrounds, let's say in big cities. Have you faced a lot of challenges from home or from the people that you meet when you travel about your choices?
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, from both.
From both.
Yeah, from home, there's always problems at home.
But I think they've accepted the fact that we want to live this life. They now are beginning to see that they want to see us happy. And if they cannot see us happy, then we cannot even give them happiness because we don't have it
ourselves.
And
also, I think it has nothing to do with us as individuals. It has everything to do with just problems in the mind, stemming from the mind and old age and then all of these issues about of materially being okay if you have enough money or if you have a nice house or if you have a wife or if you have kids.
I think they're just concerned about
these things. Also concerned, but at the same time, these are still problems stemming from the mind instead of, they're internally stemming, not externally stemming, like, you know, you're like this or you're like that.
Yeah, and I think our parents at the end of the day, they sort of, because of their attachment, I feel, is one of their, in fact, is the only reason why they cannot see us, you know, living not only an alternate life, but living away from home. It's, you know, we started off pretty young, not ever really thinking about going back home and spending too much time with them. If we visit them at all, we only visit them in transit from one place to another. But yeah, about your question, we have dealt with not so much our family, but we've dealt with a lot of a lot of criticism from just the general populace. And that's given us more strength, you know. It's given us strength to want to push, because that's exactly why we are, that's exactly what we're fighting against, you know, this sort of mentality. And it's crab mentality, honestly. And I don't think, I wouldn't like to put ourselves on a pedestrian or anything. But yeah, it is crab mentality. I feel like they're trying to bring us down, no matter how high or low we are or they are. So yeah.
So just to wrap up, and I know this question seems a bit out of context after what we've discussed, but like any plans for the near future, anything as related to Auroville, especially? Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, you go there.
Yeah, I think the reason why we've been traveling is we haven't been traveling aimlessly. One is, of course, to sort of increase, sort of advance spiritually, and we've been focusing on spirituality a lot, Josh a lot more than myself. But either, in any which way, other than spirituality, we've been trying to go around places also to try to help communities network and collaborate with each other so that we can all fill up each other's gaps and spaces, whether it's in terms of produce or whether it's in terms of skills or labor or anything, just like raw materials, you know. And this whole community idea today, I feel Auroville is probably one of the most substantiated and longest, probably oldest community in the world today, where it's, you know, accepted by the government as well. And all the other communities in the past have all died down because they've all sort of gone down the road of individuality and try to, and I know it's agendas that sort of separate everybody one from another, but I think if we all together could sort of just take care of the bare necessities of life, you know, I don't know, like, just all the communities, if everybody across the whole world was to sort of come together, a lot of people want to live this kind of lifestyle, and if we all could sort of just take care of the bare necessities of life, not have to work for such peanuts, then I think slowly we can start to understand as to why we're really here.
So yesterday you guys had organized a very nice cookout and jam here at Youth Center. Is this one of your ways of like engaging with people around you and community life?
Yeah, you could say something like that. You could say that. Yeah. And also it's a way of for sharing information. Yeah.
We really not only it's not for us, it's social sort of gatherings are not necessarily social gatherings. We sort of looking at it as more like an exchange of energy, you know, and it, whether it's, however it is, whether it's in terms of kind or whether it's in terms of information or whether it's in whatever it is. And I think slowly we all need to communicate more and more. We need to share.
Build relationships with many people. Yeah.
And I think this generation, our generation, we need to do something about our future. Because our parents, all they do today, a lot of what they do today is just complain about how pathetic the world has become and how much better it was back in the days. But all I feel like asking them is why they didn't do anything about it. Today, they're sitting where they are and they have people who've decided to do something about it, whether they're corrupted or not. But the point is they've decided to do something about some situation, you know, and if we allowed them to, you know, the corrupt ones, we allowed them to do what they were doing. So if our generation were to start taking responsibility and rather than becoming complacent with our situation, I think we could expect a much better world in the future, not just for ourselves, but the future generations.
Well, thank you guys. It was really nice having you with us today, and I wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have something to say. Wait.
You don't want to sound like idiots on the Auroville.
It seems that Antriksh has a message for Auroville, so.
Auroville, I think it's great what's happening out here. I think it's absolutely brilliant. This is the first time I've come here, though I've always heard a lot about this place and stuff. But I think we need to keep going at it, try to spread out in the whole world, get this opportunity to more and more people, be more open to people from the outside coming here so that the more the merrier, not only, and if we have the numbers, then we can actually start. They might have the guns, but we have the numbers, right? So we can do something about, you know, changing and making a bigger impact on this world. Anyway, best of luck and lots of love.